National Football Foundation announced the names on the 2019 ballot for induction into the College Football Hall of Fame. 76 D1 players are up for inclusion in the hall, including former Penn State All-America offensive lineman Jeff Hardings. Hi, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to today's edition of Sports and Commentary. Thank you so much for your contributions, those tax-deductible gifts, to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. They help to sponsor the show, and you can learn more anytime at WWIB.com. Jeff Hardings was both a football All-America at Penn State and an academic All-America. Then on to the NFL for 11 stellar seasons. Jeff Hardings retired from the National Football League now for 11 years, is with me from his home in the Columbus, Ohio area. So, Jeff, how did you hear that you've been nominated for the College Football Hall of Fame?
Well, the Penn State Nittany Lion administration reached out to me, wanted to fill out an application to do this nomination. And, you know, I had watched guys be nominated over the course of my retirement, if you will, and always kind of wondered if that was something that was a possibility for me. Those are the kind of dreams that I dreamed of growing up, was National Football Hall of Fame. Maybe didn't know so much about the College Football Hall of Fame, but once I saw some guys that came before me at Penn State make it to there and how few guys ever did, it was definitely something that I thought would be a great honor and really kind of represent or be a representation of my career. And so I was very excited to be nominated and very humbled that they thought of me. And then obviously to get the nomination is very humbling.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think, you know, put you over the top in the minds of the selection committee during your, 4 years at Penn State?
Well, I was actually there 5 years. Back then, you know, most freshmen, we were coming out of the era where freshmen didn't even really play. And at that time, Paterno very rarely played freshmen. And I ended up getting injured anyway. So had a red shirt year. And then, but you know, going to Penn State, being recruited by Penn State was humbling. I was from a very small town, didn't really, was very uncertain about how I'd be able to compete there, but kind of felt like if I could win a national title or have a chance, had a chance to go to the NFL, I'd be pretty excited. And but by the time I got through my first spring practice going into my second year there, my first year of eligibility, I realized that I could definitely compete. I could play with those guys if I worked hard. I had the ability to be a pretty good offensive lineman. And you know, as a freshman, found myself playing against the Miami Hurricanes, playing against the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, playing against All-American from Pitt, and not that I did great against those guys, but man, it was pretty exciting. It was like a dream come true. And followed those that year up with starting 3 years, all Big Ten 3 years. Our first 3 years in the Big Ten, I was an all Big Ten first team offensive lineman. Had some All American, you know, first team All American awards, and then I think, more than anything, our offense was very dominant, played with some great players, and had some great teams. And it's one thing to be a great player, but unless you're a really dominant player, usually you got to be on one of those very good teams, win some national titles or Big Ten titles to get that opportunity to be nominated for the College Football Hall of Fame. So I'm very grateful to teammates, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, four incredible years in Happy Valley, at least on the field. Then in 1996, the Detroit Lions picked you in the first round of the National Football League draft, 23rd overall. That's pretty good for an offensive lineman. Tell me about that.
Well, it was a dream come true. First-round draft pick, had the opportunity to get drafted. Didn't know if it would be in Seattle with the 21st pick or Detroit with the 23rd pick, and God had a way of, you know, I wasn't even a Christian, didn't really think of things this way, but I think God knew that we would want to be close to home, my wife and I, and Detroit was only 3 hours straight up I-75 from little town of St. Henry, Ohio. Had family members be able to come up there and play, and it was a very tough experience, to be honest with you. Coming from a great tradition of high school football, great tradition of college football, and then going to Detroit, and you know, I have a lot of respect for the organization now, and they do great things for the alumni, and we had great players obviously on that team, but I think that the coaching, the lack of continuity with the coaching staff contributed to the lack of success and being able to get over the hump of more than just a first-round playoff, playoff round. So, you know, I'm very grateful for the experience that I had there and the opportunity to play in, I think, three playoffs. Some guys don't even get to go to the playoffs. But it was very trying, mainly because of the success that I had prior to that.
Well, Jeff, you really made a name for yourself in the National Football League in the second half of your career when you signed as a free agent with the Pittsburgh Steelers, a two-time Pro Bowler, two-time All-Pro. You won a Super Bowl ring with Pittsburgh under Bill Cowher, and I think we'll plan on talking about that next time since we're out of clock here for today's sports and commentary. Visit about your years in Pittsburgh. Find out what you're up to today, what you're doing, and discover the story of how you did found Christ, Jesus, as your Savior. You said you weren't a Christian when you played at Penn State. So what happened? We'll find out next time here on Sports and Commentary. Jeff Harding's nominated for the College Football Hall of Fame this year. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. Have a good day.
You too.